The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Mercy Sua. In the headlines, President Mahama attends World Urban Forum in Colombia today. HealthAge Ghana calls on National Health Insurance Authority to reverse exemption from payment of minimum premium from 70 to 60 years. World Health Day being observed today. Rwanda begins week of mourning to mark 20th anniversary of genocide. And voting underway in India parliamentary election. But first, a summary with Naja Gliago.
President John Mahama is in Medellin, Colombia to attend the World Urban Forum. He will be the special guest of honor at the opening of the forum today and is expected to hold bilateral talks with Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. HealthAge Ghana has called on the National Health Insurance Authority to reverse the age of exemption from payment of the minimum premium under the NHIS for older people from 70 to 60 years. As Ghana today joins the rest of the world to celebrate Health Day today, the executive director, Ebenezer Adetisosi, argued that most older people are unable to access health care before they die due to their age. And Rwanda will today begin a week of mourning to mark the 20th anniversary of the country's genocide. President Paul Kagame is expected to light a torch which will burn for 100 days, the length of time the genocide lasted.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. President John Dramani Mahama is in Medellin to attend the World Urban Forum. He will be the special guest of honor at the opening session of the forum. On the sidelines, President Mahama will meet Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos and have a number of bilateral talks. The World Urban Forum, held biannually, brings together environmental experts and heads of organizations to deliberate on the world's increasing urbanization challenges. President Mahama is said to be the only head of state invited to the forum. President Mahama says Africa's liberation is underpinned by self-sufficiency. As such, Africans must play leading roles and not burden themselves with a structural economy that was bequeathed to them by their colonial masters. In the view of President Mahama, it is this type of economy that continues to promote the consumption of imported goods and the exportation of non-value-added products. The president said this when he delivered a lecture at the London School of Economics. We bring you a report on the lecture.
Tracing the dynamics in African economies after the colonial period, President Mahama said the continent was content with government managing all aspects of development. He said until recently, private enterprises in Africa were not afforded the opportunity to grow. President Mahama said the private sector found its feet following the liberalization of the economies, which was propelled by privatization and divestiture programs. He stated that this age of development requires not only capital but entrepreneurship and training. President Mahama reiterated that growth cannot take place overnight. It is dependent on public-private partnership. He therefore challenged African entrepreneurs to take advantage of opportunities in the services sector, which is now enjoying growth on the continent. President Mahama also charged African governments to create the enabling environment for private enterprises to thrive, saying Ghana has instituted several opportunities to equip the youth with employable skills. This includes the Venture Capital Trust Fund, the Microfinance and Small Scale Loan Center, MASLOC.
A report on President John Mahama's lecture delivered at the London School of Economics. Today is being marked across the globe as World Health Day. The day is celebrated annually to mark the anniversary of the founding of the World Health Organization in 1948. It also provides an opportunity for assessing the state of healthcare provision by various countries. We bring you a write-up on the day by Juliet Safu.
World Health Day provides an opportunity for individuals in every community to get involved in activities that can lead to better health care. The theme selected for this year's celebration is vector-borne diseases to reflect on the health hazard associated with vectors. The most deadly vector-borne disease, malaria, caused an estimated 660,000 deaths in 2010, most of whom were children from Africa. However, the world's fastest vector-borne disease is dengue, with a 30-fold increase in disease incidence over the last 50 years. Vectors are organisms that transmit pathogens and parasites from one infected person or animal to another. Vector-borne diseases are illnesses caused by these pathogens and parasites in human populations. They are commonly found in tropical areas and places where access to safe drinking water and sanitation systems are problematic. Globalization and environmental challenges such as climate change and urbanization are having an impact on transmission of vector-borne diseases. As we celebrate World Health Day, it is the expectation of many that their right to health care will be actualized regardless of one's economic or social status.
A write-up on World Health Day, which is being marked today by Juliet Safu. HealthAge Ghana has called on the National Health Insurance Authority to reverse the age of exemption from payment of the minimum premium under the NHIS from 70 to 60 years. HealthAge argues that apart from the fact that 60 years is a chronological age definition of an older person in the National Aging Policy, life expectancy rate is about 60 years. Hence, most older people are unable to access health care before they die. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the executive director of HealthAge Ghana, Ebenezer Ajete Sosi, called for the inclusion of geriatrics in the syllabi of health training institutions to enable health providers to give the required healthcare services for older people. He spoke to George Asikri.
We are yet to provide appropriate and adequate specialized healthcare services for our older people in the area of geriatrics. Our proposal is that it is time we start looking at this issue because the population of this country is aging. We are suggesting that it is time we look at healthcare for older people.
But as we speak, there are already some kind of benefit for elderly people. When you look at the National Health Insurance Scheme, 70 years, you are exempted. In some hospitals, you go to Legon Hospital, for instance, they have a special place that when an elderly person gets there, all other people must stop for them to be served. Is that not enough?
That is not enough at all. Under the National Health Insurance, we're looking at healthcare for older people in terms of only cost. With the Legon Hospital example, it is part of the way of making physical arrangements for older people to access healthcare. What we're talking about now is the issue of having the trained personnel, at least to reduce reference to health challenges that older people face as old age.
Some elderly people have argued that diseases and drugs that are covered under the National Health Insurance Scheme are not relevant to the healthcare needs of their members, the elderly people. Is that true?
Yes, not largely relevant. You know, older people, as you all know, are also human beings. The separation is about the age. So, of course, there are some diseases that affect all of us, including older people. But when you look at the statistics, the issue of non-communicable diseases, the issue of eye care, ENT, and the issue of cancers is also another issue there. And what we're suggesting is that we take advantage of the provision in the new National Health Insurance Act 2012 has made provision for the review of the disease coverage and the drugs under the National Health Insurance to be reviewed every 6 months.
Executive Director of HealthAge Ghana, Ebenezer Ajete Sosi, talking to George Asikri. The Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Ayaraga, has described as unfounded suggestions making rounds that there are reported cases of Ebola in the country. In an interview with Radio Ghana, he said adequate measures have been put in place to protect the country's borders and the Ghana Health Service is ready to deal with the situation should there be an outbreak.
We want to state very clearly that there's no confirmed case of Ebola in Ghana. I think that what happened was that they said a patient came and was bleeding in the nose. There are so many illnesses that have as symptoms bleeding in the nose, and therefore, just because a particular patient was bleeding the nose, you cannot conclude that that is a case of Ebola. I hear that even meningitis and other illnesses have bleeding the nose as symptoms. So we just want to state it very clearly that there's no reported confirmed case of Ebola, and government is taking every step to ensure that our borders are protected. And the Ghana Health Service and the Minister of Health have taken every measure to ensure that they're able to handle any situation should there be one.
Well, as government, and for that matter, the Minister of Health, putting measures in place to stop or prevent this disease, what should Ghanaians be doing at this point in time?
We will continue to ask people to remain calm. The Ministry of Health and Ghana Health Service have been carrying out extensive educational programs on how to deal with, how to prevent. For instance, they keep educating us on washing our hands, how to handle the corpse, burial and funerals and etc. So those are all measures that I think that people should be very cautious about. And the most important thing for now is that we want to confirm that there is no reported case of Ebola, and if there's anything, we will let the public know.
Minister of Information and Media Relations Mahama Yarga talking to Abraham Donko. The news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. President Mahama attends World Urban Forum in Colombia today. HealthAge Ghana calls on National Health Insurance Authority to reverse exemption from payment of minimum premium from 70 to 60 years. World Health Day being observed today. Rwanda begins week of mourning to mark 20th anniversary of genocide and voting underway in India parliamentary elections. Do stay with us.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
Welcome back. Rwanda will today begin a week of official mourning to mark the 20th anniversary of the country's genocide. President Paul Kagame is to light a torch which will burn for 100 days, the length of time the genocide lasted. A diplomatic row has prompted France's Justice Minister, Christian Taubira, to pull out of the commemorative event, but Paris says its ambassador will be present. At least 800,000 people, mostly ethnic Tutsis and moderate Hutus, died at the hands of Hutu extremists in 1994. Most of the victims of the genocide were attacked with machetes during 100 days of slaughter that began on the 6th of April 1994. A Major General Joseph Nadinkra has called on Ghanaians to join Rwandans to say never again to divisive tendencies that can only set the country back several years in the sands of time. He made the call when the 3rd Battalion of the Ghana Army commemorated the 20th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide at the Liberation Barracks in Kinyang. Major General Adinkra said Ghanaians must always choose dialogue and deliberation to settle differences and not allow ethnicity, religion or politics to unleash the horrific killings that were witnessed in Rwanda some two decades ago. We bring you more.
Major General Joseph Nadinkra said it is time Ghanaians allow themselves to be guided by the experiences of neighboring countries and realize that they cannot continue to depend on the international community to solve their problems for them. He asked Ghanaians to see themselves as belonging to one nation because no matter the situation, they are better off than becoming refugees in other countries. He expressed the hope that the commemoration of the Rwandan genocide will serve as a warning to soldiers of the Ghana Armed Forces to jealously protect the country's young democracy. In a solidarity message from Major General Henry Anyidoho to colleagues of the United Nations Assistance Mission for Rwanda 1994-1995, he reminded the officers to remember their five colleagues who made the ultimate sacrifice in the cause of humanity and further congratulated them on their combined determination and survival in Rwanda. This, he noted, was a formidable achievement in the name of peace. The commemoration featured a parade during which three wreaths were laid at the Anyidoho Monument in honor of the five officers who lost their lives in Rwanda.
A news desk report. The executive director of West Africa Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombande, has called for high professional standards within institutions in the country. He said policies that are put in place must be conflict sensitive to ensure that there's a sense of unity. He explained that anything that borders on ethnicity must be avoided. Mr. Bombande made the call on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point, which discussed the 20th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide.
What lessons have we learned, and how do we continue to ensure that every policy is conflict sensitive and capable of building the unity, the sense of purpose of being Ghanaian, and not allow us to go down the road Ghana is definitely different. So that will be one compliment. But then what that speaks to is institutions. And so institutions in Ghana must be professional. And to some extent, our worry is that such institutions begin to behave as if they are political parties. That is a problem. Right now in our electoral laws, if you are a civil servant working in the public service, you cannot stand for election to be an active politician. Who is the one monitoring and controlling that? I know for a fact that there are civil servants who have competed and have taken positions active in political parties.
Executive Director of West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombandi. For his part, the spokesperson for the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Mbawini Atintande, said crime when committed must be dealt with, irrespective of who committed it. He was of the view that the Rwandan genocide could have been stopped if the crimes committed were not colored, adding that the media must be controlled to check some of these things.
Wherever you have conflict, and conflict is at stake, the simple truth is that the armed forces have not been able to work. The soldiers have not been able to hold the fort, and therefore the situation deteriorates, and then everybody else gets into the fray. And so it's very significant that for us, the armed forces must be strong. However we can make them strong, we just have to. The point is that when somebody kills somebody, and for example, you do not deal with that situation, and you say that it is because he is color A, that is why he has killed color B, and therefore it is right for him to do so.
Spokesperson for Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Mbawini Atintande. The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, said much as the media played a part in the genocide, they must not be blamed entirely. He said ethnicity and tribalism contributed a great deal to what happened in Rwanda.
These chauvinist situations where rights become an article of faith, where persons are judged or misjudged purely on the basis of where they come from, that is a no-no, and that we should urge Ghanaians to take people as persons and recognize them and acknowledge them and describe them as individuals and shed these tribal labels. It is these tribal labels and deep attachment to them that for me was one of the critical causes of the Rwandan genocide.
Director General of GBC Major Albert Donchebe. Indians have begun voting in the world's biggest election, with the ruling Congress Party pitted against the Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party BJP opposition. The nine-phase ballot begins today and will end on the 12th of next month. And football. Defending league champions Kumasi Asante Kotoko yesterday defeated Bichim United by 2-1 to maintain their first position in match day 24 of the first Capital Plus Premier League at the Babayara Sports Stadium. Meanwhile, the title contenders Accra Hearts of Oaks' dream of winning the league has hit the rocks after losing to Pandu Heart of Lions by 2-2 at the Accra Sports Stadium. The other results, Ebusia Dwarfs 2, Ashgold 1. Wild Stars 2, Amidaus Professionals 0, Edubiasi 1, Brekum Chelsea 0, Midyama FC 0, Kinfaisal 0, Ediana Stars 3, Liberty Professionals 0. To end the news, the main points again. The Minister of Information, Mahama Yariga, has described as unfounded rumors making the rounds that there are reported cases of Ebola in the country. In an interview with Radio Ghana, he said adequate measures have been put in place to protect the borders and the Ghana Health Service is ready to deal with the situation should there be an outbreak. President John Mahama is in Medellin, Colombia, to attend the World Urban Forum. He will be special guest of honor at the opening of the forum today and is expected to hold bilateral talks with Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos. HealthAge Ghana has called on National Health Insurance Authority to reverse the age of exemption from payment of the minimum premium under the NHIS for older people from 70 to 60 years. Rwanda will today begin a week of mourning to mark the 20th anniversary of the country's genocide, and Indians have begun voting in the world's biggest election, with the ruling Congress Party pitted against Hindu nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party BJP opposition. The news was presented by Mercy Sowah in Accra.